when you kind of change things in November, you start running the ball more. Is there any chance, I know it's very close to the game being over, but that your team might have lost a little bit of its identity or knowing what it wanted to do?
Yeah, I can't speak to identities and whatnot. I know we had goals, obviously. We fell short of those goals. That locker room's very disappointed. You know, whether you're a staff member, a coach, or a player, you know, I think guys had their sights set higher than the disappointment of the loss today. You know, I know our fans are disappointed. It was a very disappointing locker room, as you'd expect. You know, give credit to Indy. They played very well, really, in all three phases. You know, and whether or not we lost or found our way, I don't really know.
Coach, what do you think was missing today in the end?
Well, I mean, it just, you know, in playoff football, you got to bring your A game. And, you know, truth be told, I thought Indianapolis played better than we did. And, you know, that's just the reality of the game. You know, I think you go through with all the, you know, Elite Eight losers. You know, I think most guys are standing there saying the same thing.
From the outset, from before preseason, training camp started, Super Bowl was the goal of this team. They've obviously fallen short of that. How much of the responsibility falls on you?
Well, I mean, I'd take all of it. You know, I think I'm the head coach. Buck stops here. You know, that's just the reality of what we do. You know, I think a lot of people sitting in this position have had a successful year. You know, I would be disappointed in any of my contemporaries that their goal wasn't to win the Super Bowl. You know, I think that's when you set up in a 32-team league, that's the goal of everybody. Unfortunately, there's only one.
For the majority of the game, right over here, John.
I'm losing you.
For the majority of the game, your defense only rushed four guys, and they kept picking you apart. How come you didn't change?
Well, I mean, I think I'd remind ourselves that that's a pretty good offense. I think maybe top five, if not top two in the league over time. So, you know, it wasn't like we sat in the whole game and played four-man rush. I mean, we brought pressure. You know, give them credit. They protected well, and Andrew's a good quarterback. He avoided the rush, made some plays with his feet, bought some time. You know, they scored, you know, enough points to win.
Hey, Coach. The deep passes by Manning, was that something you guys planned on? Why was that gone to so many times when we didn't see that in so many previous games?
Well, you know, we did probably go to that well too many times, and unfortunately did not, you know, connect. You know, again, hindsight, you know, probably we could have done something different, but we didn't.
Coach, I know it's right after the game, you haven't looked at the tape yet, but can you diagnose why the offense just could never really get on track?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I mean, you give the opponent some credit too. I mean, there is resistance when you play football games. You know, so rather than dwell, you know, on our ineffectiveness, I would give them some credit.
John, despite a number of division titles, each of the last three seasons has ended in ugly, some would even say disastrous fashion. Is there a recurring theme here? Can you put your finger on why this has happened 3 years in a row now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a competitive game, I would say. Probably the best in the world at what people do. You know, it's not a cop-out, it's just reality. There's only one happy camper at the end of this. So at some point it's a train wreck for everybody but one. You know, so, you know, in that room, I didn't beat them up on a miserable, awful season. Did it end up like we wanted? No. Did we reach the goal we wanted? No. But there was a lot of great efforts and a lot of good performances by a lot of people in that locker room.
John, over to you. Is Peyton healthy? I mean,
look, you know, everybody, you know, I don't know, playoff time, end of the season, you know, you got to define that. I mean, it's a combative physical game. I think it'd be a better question to ask him, but he's definitely healthy enough to play the game.
Do you have any comment on that
Yeah, I've seen all kind of reports in the past, and I'm sure I'll see some moving forward. You know, I don't make those decisions. I don't control that. My intentions, you know, are to be a Denver Bronco and have been, you know, since I got here. You know, and it's not about me. It's about this football team.